hurtful language. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank. At last night's markup of the articles of impeachment, Republicans moved to strike several lines that they considered to be way over the top.
I'm reading this resolution as it's drafted, and the language just jumps off the page. I mean, this is really personal.
Representative Mike Johnson couldn't believe the extreme language.
The vitriol, the hatred, just drips from the pleading here.
So he read it aloud, and just a warning, some listeners may find these words hurtful.
It says, in part, President Trump warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor or trust or profit under the United States.
Yeah, and I wondered what Trump hater, what poison pen would have written that an impeached president should suffer disqualification to hold or enjoy
any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.
Yes, Article 1, Section 3 of the Constitution. Shame on you, Founding Fathers. Have you no sense of decency? Wasn't inventing impeachment bad enough? Did you have to use hurtful language as well? And as for you, Democrats, looks like you've been caught. You apparently didn't change a single Republican mind last night, and now they've got you on plagiarism. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.